When a rapper took the stage in Israel recently, a protest broke out that was part of a bigger fight in that country, a battle over the limits of artistic freedom. The Israeli Culture Ministry has been trying to rein in musicians and artists that it says could cause violence. Now some Israeli acts are fighting back. NPR's Lauren Freyer was at the concert when the commotion started.
Thousands of teenagers swoon, Arabs and Jews alike, as Tamer Nafar takes the stage. He's from Israel's Palestinian Arab minority, and he sings in Arabic. I'm not political, he raps at this show in northern Israel. But he's known for some other lyrics that are political, like saying Israel raped the Arab soul and gave birth to terrorism. Idan Zadok is among about two dozen flag-waving protesters accusing Nafar of hate speech.
There should be absolute freedom for artists. But when the artist is becoming into hate speech, there is no place for it.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Backstage, Nafar tells me yes, he has rapped about terrorism, but he doesn't endorse it. That would be illegal under Israeli law. He says his lyrics
discuss sex, love, poetry, also the women's rights, also gay rights, also the problem with the occupation, also
the Israeli occupation of what he considers Palestinian land. It's an artist's job to bring up taboos, he says. But Israeli Culture Minister Miri Regev disagrees. She wrote a letter, which local authorities made public, urging them to drop Nafar from the concert lineup because he, quote, opposes the idea of the State of Israel. When the rapper spoke in September at the Ophirs, the Israeli Oscars,
Itamar Ziegler and Tamer Nafar,
Regev got up and walked out of the auditorium. Her office declined NPR's requests for an interview, but in the past, she's spoken about the difference between freedom of expression and the state funding many of these events get, especially when politics is so combustible here. The Muslim call to prayer mingles with a Beyoncé song at the Acre Alternative Theater Festival, another place where artistic freedom is being tested. Organizers say that after 37 years running, this is the first time Israel's culture ministry has ever demanded to review the contents of a play.
Yes, they wanted to review the play, but we didn't let them.
Einat Weitzman, a Jewish Israeli, wrote Palestine Year Zero, a satire about the diminishing value of Palestinian homes as Israeli soldiers demolish them. In a statement, the culture ministry said it received complaints the play contains messages of, quote, incitement. Weitzman refused to hand over her script, and the publicly funded Acre Festival stood by her. In the end, audiences got to watch her play. But Weitzman says she's worried other artists may think twice about addressing politics in their work.
I think the problem these days is that the artists censor themselves because they're afraid. I received a lot of hate messages. People want to kill me. People spit on me in the streets. So I know that other people, they don't want to take risks.
This play ended up winning the Best Actor Award at the festival. The rapper Tamer Nafar is still performing. But the Israeli government's message about artists' freedom has also been heard widely. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Acre, Israel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.